Okay, after the storm is over, we're going to break for the news with NPR. That's coming up in just a few seconds. And we'll be back at 10:06 with music from Zora Young from Chicago. She's going to kick off the second hour of the Blues Box this morning. And I might mention that John Burnett, the crack NPR reporter, was in Lafayette earlier. He gave a report on Morning Edition. So hopefully he'll have one in the next news module or later on All Things Considered. Keep that dial on 88.7 FM Lafayette and Lake Charles. We'll be back right after the news.
Support for the Blues Box comes from Acadiana Prescription Shop and independent pharmacist Joel Frugier. Acadiana Prescription Shop is located in the Oil Center on Hyman Boulevard. The phone number is 337-233-4017. Serving Acadiana for over 50 years.
Live from NPR News, I'm Corva Coleman. The National Hurricane Center says Hurricane Delta is moving toward the coast of Louisiana and will make landfall later today. Top sustained winds are 115 miles per hour, a major hurricane. National Hurricane Center Director Ken Graham says Delta will bring deadly storm surge to the coast and a lot of rain inland.
6 to 10 inches of rain. There could be some areas even up to 12 inches of rainfall, so that's dangerous.
Hurricane Delta is expected to quickly weaken to a tropical storm after it comes ashore. Forecasters say it will move toward northern Mississippi and the Tennessee Valley this weekend. President Trump's campaign wants next week's virtual debate with Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden to go on, as originally scheduled, in person. NPR's Franco Ordonez says both campaigns have started sparring over the issue.
The Trump campaign is pointing to a memo from Trump's doctor that says he should be able to return to public events starting Saturday. President Trump told Fox News' Sean Hannity that a virtual debate was a waste of time.
No, I'm not interested in doing a virtual. I'm not Joe Biden. I'm not going to do a virtual debate, sit behind a computer screen. And that gives him the answers.
Joe Biden is pushing back while campaigning in Phoenix.
We set the dates. I'm sticking with the dates. I'm showing up. I'll be there. And in fact, if he shows up, fine. If he doesn't, fine.
But his team has already scheduled a town hall for the same night. And the Trump campaign says they'll likely hold a rally. Franco Ordonez, NPR News.
Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer says President Trump must do more to stop domestic terrorism. This comes as FBI agents foiled a plot by alleged domestic terrorists to kidnap her. Trump said on Twitter yesterday he does not tolerate any extreme violence. He also berated Whitmer for being a terrible governor and said she should thank him. The winner of this year's Nobel Prize for Peace is the World Food Program. NPR's Rob Schmitz reports the WFP is associated with the United Nations.
Nobel Peace Prize Committee Chair Barrett Rees-Anderson announced the UN's World Food Program has been awarded the prize for its efforts to combat hunger, its contribution to bettering conditions for peace in conflict-affected areas, and for acting as a driving force in efforts to prevent the use of hunger as a weapon of war and conflict. The World Food Program is the UN's largest agency and the world's largest organization addressing hunger and promoting food security. Last year provided assistance to more than 97 million people in 88 countries. Rees-Anderson says the coronavirus pandemic has contributed to global hunger, and given the budget of the World Food Program has today, there will be around 265 million starving people within the year. She said this award was a call to the global community not to underfund the program. Rob Schmitz, NPR News, Berlin.
On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 114 points at 28,540. This is NPR. More than 7.6 million people in the U.S. have been diagnosed with the coronavirus, according to Johns Hopkins University. Nearly 213,000 people have perished. Worldwide, 36.5 million people have the virus, and well over 1 million people have died. A federal appeals court has ruled that all absentee ballots filed by Wisconsin voters must be in the hands of election officials by the time polls close on Election Day in order to be counted. A lower court order had granted voters a 6-day extension to get their ballots in after Election Day. Wisconsin Public Radio's Sean Johnson reports.
A federal judge granted the 6-day extension last month, mirroring an extension he granted for Wisconsin's April election. The ruling was aimed at accommodating a huge influx of mail-in ballots brought on by the COVID-19 pandemic. The Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals initially ruled that Republican legislators lacked the legal standing to appeal the case, but on Thursday, the court changed its mind. Two of the judges ruled the extension was ordered too close to Election Day, and because of that, it must be stopped. A third judge dissented, accusing the Wisconsin legislature of ignoring the severity of the pandemic and denying the right to vote to thousands of people. For NPR News, I'm Sean Johnson in Madison.
Firefighters in California continue to make progress against several wildfires in the state. That includes the largest one on record, the August Complex Fire in Northern California. It has burned more than 1 million acres, nearly 1,600 square miles. This is NPR.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include iDrive with Remote PC, providing remote access to PCs, Macs, and servers from anywhere, assisting those working from home, and also enabling remote assistance for customers at remotepc.com.
It's 6 minutes after the hour of 10 a.m. You are tuned into the second hour of 4 hours of Blues for us this Friday here on KRVS. Stay tuned at 1 o'clock for American Roots with Nick Spitzer. And after Nick, stay tuned for Roger Cash at 3 p.m. with Freetown Radio. And, of course, we'll have a lot of national and international news coming up at 4 p.m. on the program, All Things Considered. We start off this hour of the blues with music from Zora Young. She's from Chicago. We're going to turn to one of her earliest albums. It came out in 1993. It also featured backup by members of the legendary blues band. Here is Zora Young with a number called Football Widow.
Come on now. listen to me now. Uh-huh. Well, you know, I was just sitting here thinking, way back when I was a child. Oh, my mama, she called me one evening and said, sit down, let's talk for a little while. My mama said that candy is good and it's sweet. Son, it's all so bad for your teeth. She said an apple a day will keep the doctor away. But too many gonna give you a tummy ache. Cause everything that's good to you ain't always good for you. Said everything that's good to you, child. I forgot for a little while about your warm embrace. I cannot resist your charm and your smile. That beautiful face. Now as I'm sitting here drowning my tears, I hear my mama's voice in my ear. My mama said that candy is good and it's sweet. Son, it's all so bad for your teeth. She says an apple a day will keep the doctor away. But some really gonna give you a tummy ache. Cause everything that's good to you ain't always good for you. Sure, everything that's good.
The name of that tune from a brand new disc called Legacy, and the band is a band called Sam, and they are the legacy of the late Sam Bluesman Taylor. His daughter Sandra Taylor is the vocalist with a group, and interesting group. Again, a brand new disc, Legacy. We heard Zora Young just prior to hearing a band called Sam. Zora Young from her disc Traveling Light that came out on Deluge Records label back in 1993. Zora Young did Football Widow. Next year on KRVS, we've got another new disc to get to. Vanessa Collier, who is a fine multi-instrumentalist. She's, for the second year in a row, won the 2020 Blues Music Award for Instrumentalist Horn Player of the Year. And she's now on her fourth disc. It's called Heart of the Lion. From that disc, here's Vanessa Collier here on KRVS with Weep and Moan.
Thank you. Yeah. I know you lay your burdens there. Who are all the souls you pray for? I'll take up your cross to bear. I want to see the real you. Want to know your name. I want to feel what moves you. How you ease your pain. I want to know your truth. Truth. Your truth. Yeah, I want to know your truth.
Riggins from her brand new disc, a few weeks old now. Disc is called Cry Out. That, of course, the number called Truth. Mike Zito on guitar on a lot of tracks on this disc, and he helped produce the album. Before we heard Kat Riggins, we heard Vanessa Collier from her brand new disc, Heart on the Line. She, again, is a fine multi-instrumentalist, mainly horn player, a great sax player, and she did a number for us called Weep and Moan. Next here on KRVS, we're going to turn to Slam Allen's disc, Feel These Blues. It came out in 2015. For about 9 years, he was the guitar player and lead vocalist for James Cotton's band. Cotton, of course, a harp player for the Muddy Waters band back in the mid-50s to the mid-60s. Here's Slam Allen again from the disc, Feel These Blues. Sam with a piece called World Don't Stop Turning. Thank you.
is just gonna slow down.
About to drive me mad. Someday, baby, I ain't gonna worry my life anymore. I've been drinking all night long, trying to give up, trying to give up the right for the wrong. But I said, someday, baby, life anymore. Last night, baby, when you lay down across my bed, drinking that old island out here, talking about your head. Someday, baby, I ain't gonna worry my life anymore. To the ground. Someday, baby, I ain't gonna worry my life no more. I've been drinking all night long, trying to give up, baby, trying to give up the right for the wrong. Someday, baby, life anymore. One of these mornings, and it won't be long, oh, you're gonna look above me, baby, Lord, and I'll be gone. But I said, something, baby, I ain't gonna worry my life anymore.
The late Nappy Brown on vocals with a rendition of Worried Life Blues, a number popularized back in the 1940s by Big Maceo Merriweather. On piano on this track, Henry Gray, Bob Coratore on blues harp, and the disc is called the Henry Gray Bob Coratore Sessions. Coratore owns a blues club in Phoenix, and over the years has recorded a lot of sessions with various musicians. We just heard Nappy Brown. John Brim is also on this disc, Robert Jr. Lockwood, and Bob Margolin, a number of others. And they just released a second disc, so we'll be checking that one out, too. Interesting, this one, quite interesting disc, and it's great to hear Henry Gray on piano. We heard Slam Allen just before that. Slam Allen from the disc Violese Blues did World Don't Stop Turning. And we're going to turn next here on KRVS, too. We've got some Louisiana music coming up. We just heard Henry Gray on piano. We're going to turn to Sonny Landreth and the two-disc set where Sonny Landreth recorded live in Lafayette. This was recorded in January of 2017 at the Acadiana Center for the Arts. Sonny on guitar and vocals. Sam Broussard also on guitars and background vocals. David Ranson on bass. Brian Brignac on drums and percussion. And Steve Kahn on this next track on accordion and lead vocals. Kahn is a... he writes some really interesting tunes, really fine songwriter. He's a featured artist on this track, Steve Kahn with Sonny Landreth and the band here on KRVS doing a number called The One and Only Truth.
One, two, three. Die someday. So give 10% to God and let us pray. And then the banker told me, invest and save. Yeah, the banker told me, invest and save. If you're lucky, you'll be old and rich someday. But my mama told me the one and only truth. Yeah, my mama told me. With a luggage rack. Thank you. the luggage rack.
And merci to you too, Sonny. Again, this from Sonny Landreth's two-disc set. Sonny Landreth recorded live in Lafayette. That was Steve Kahn on vocals and accordion on that number. One of his very interesting compositions, The One and Only Truth. And again, along with Sonny, Dave Ranson on bass, Brian Brignac on drums and percussion, and Sam Broussard also on guitars and background vocals. Next year on KRVS, we're going to turn to another Louisianian. This one originally from North Louisiana, ended up making Acadiana his home. We're talking about the late David Egan. David, a wonderful composer, singer, and keyboardist. A lot of his material has been recorded by a number of people, like Percy Sledge, Joe Cocker, Marcia Ball, Irma Thomas, the Phantom Blues Band. And this next song was the title track to one of John Mayall's albums. Mayall has recorded at least a couple of David Egan compositions. Here, though, the late David Egan from his disc 20 Years of Trouble with his rendition of his composition, Wake Up Call.
Can I wake up? was just sitting down here thinking, people, I'm about to lose my mind. I was just sitting down here thinking, people, I'm about to lose my mind. I wanna go and see my little baby. Don't have a lousy dime. The mailman passed this morning. He didn't leave a thing for me. And see ya. If I have to crawl there on my knees,
November of 1979. That was Lonesome Sundown, a.k.a. Cornelius Green. Lonesome Sundown recorded in L.A. He had with him Philip Walker on guitar. The two back in 1955 had been in Clifton Chenier's band for a little while together, and also on blues harp George Harmonica Smith. Crawl back to Opelousas. The name Lonesome Sundown was given to Cornelius Green by J.D. Miller. Sundown recorded a bit in J.D. Miller's Crowley Studios. We heard David Egan just before hearing Lonesome Sundown. David Egan from the disc 20 Years of Trouble did Wake Up Call. And again, that number was used by John Mayall, the title track of one of Mayall's discs. We're going to turn next year on KRVS to music from John Lee Hooker. We're going to go back to his Detroit days. Listen to him recorded back in April of 1952 in Detroit. This next one sort of sounds like a reworking of Boogie Children, but it's always fun to hear John Lee Hooker. Here's John Lee here on KRVS with a number called Walking the Boogie.
My mother allowed me just to run around all night long, oh long. Well, my mother allowed me just to run around all night long. I didn't care what she did allow, I was slip out in a hound. When I first came to town, people, I was walking down Beale Street. Get everybody talking about Club Elise. I decided I'd drop in there that night. When
I got there, I said, yes, people, they were really having a ball. Jump, Cholo. Papa tell mama, let that boy boogie woogie, because it's in him, and his show got to come out. And I felt so good, went on boogie just the same, ho, ho.
Guitar Swing, music from Casey Bill Weldon. Casey Bill Weldon, along with the Brown Bombers of Swing, recorded back in August of 1937. Weldon was a member of the Memphis Jug Band back in the 20s, supposedly married to Memphis Minnie at one time. and was a session guitarist in Chicago, worked behind Memphis Minnie and quite a number of others, was an early master of the slide guitar, played a Hawaiian-style guitar with the guitar face up in his lap, and a very, very, very talented player. Again, Casey Bill Weldon. We heard just before Casey Bill Weldon, we heard John Lee Hooker. John Lee recorded in Detroit back in April of 1952, doing a number called Walkin' the Boogie. And he used a board that he would stomp on to give the effect of a percussion when he was playing in some of those early recordings. We're going to turn next here on the Blues Box. Let's go south a bit from Chicago and Detroit and head to Texas. We're going to listen next to Lightning Hopkins. This one, of course, probably at the time recorded in New York City, but one he did back in 1951. Hadn't been recording all that much at this time, but was recording prolifically for a while. Here he is doing a number called Bad Luck and Trouble. Lightning Hopkins here on KRVS. Once again, that was Lightning Hopkins with a number called Bad Luck and Trouble, and again recorded back in 1951. He was to undergo a hiatus in recording starting around 1955 or so, and it wasn't until Sam Charters in 59 looked him up, found his guitar in a pawn shop before he actually found Lightning, and Lightning more or less found him, heard he was looking for him. So anyway, Charters recorded a session in Lightning's flat, and that music ended up turning on a whole new audience for Lightning Hopkins. You're listening to The Blues Box here on Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS, broadcasting at 88.7 FM, Lafayette and Lake Charles. And, of course, we're online at krvs.org. We are a public service of the University of Louisiana at Lafayette, and programming on this station is made possible in part by a grant from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and also by listeners like you. We have had to forego fundraisers this year due to the COVID-19 pandemic. We are going to have a virtual fundraiser coming up towards the end of this month. We hope those of you who have received renewal notices in the mail will attend to those. And all of you who aren't members, we're hoping that if you enjoy what you hear on public radio here in Acadiana, that you too will join the members that help keep us on the air with the their annual contributions. Again, this is KRVS, Lafayette Lake Charles. It's currently 11 a.m.